Good afternoon, Ari Yorish. How are you?
I'm well, and most importantly, a friend of Kathy.
Ari Yorish.
Nice to be back.
Oh, it's so lovely to be speaking to you. It really is. I've missed you. Ari, can we talk about the Jews of Iran? A while ago, from Iran TV, I actually saw a documentary on the Jewish community of Iran, and I thought how wonderful and was so heartwarming, but you know, you scratch the surface and it's not really the case. So tell us about the Jews of Iran.
So obviously we've had Persian Jews for almost the last 3,000 years. With the destruction of the first temple, this was the first migration of the Jewish people to what is presently known as Iran. The community in Iran is about 8,500 members today. To put it in perspective, there are about 70,000 Jews living in South Africa today. So about, you know, roughly 10%, 12% of that are living in Iran. There are large Jewish communities in Tehran, Isfahan, and a number of other cities. But the largest is in Tehran. There are about a dozen synagogues. They have three Jewish day schools. One of the largest hospitals in Tehran today is a Jewish hospital, but it has mostly Muslim doctors. We also, interestingly, Iran has a member of parliament that is Jewish. And we have seen a massive migration over the course of the last 80 years or so. And primarily really since 1979 has been the massive migration with the Iranian Revolution. There are about 350,000 Iranian Jews, around the world, primarily centered in the United States and in Israel. Los Angeles is obviously one of the largest in the United States, often has the nickname called Tehran Jeres, after all the Tehrani or Persian Jews that live there. And we have over the course specifically of the last, 20 years or so, the community about 20 years ago was about 25,000, and today it is about 8,500, which is the third largest in the Middle East after Israel, Turkey, and Iran.
And how did they see? Do they follow the same narrative, you know, politically or in terms of their outlook as the Iranian government regarding Israel, Zionism, and world Jewry?
So I don't think there's no single narrative that fully defines Iran and specifically Iranian Jewry.
Yeah.
Publicly speaking, they certainly toe the Iranian government's line. How much of that is for self-protection and how much of that they actually, that narrative they believe, it's hard to actually say. But they certainly toe that line publicly. And they say that they are Iranian first and Jewish second. Jews, like everyone else in Iran, are conscripted into the military. In the last few years, there's actually been a memorial that has been stood up for Jewish Iranian soldiers that died in the Iran-Iraq War. And they are part and parcel of that society. They are allowed under certain circumstances to visit their families in the United States and in Israel, and vice versa. There are Iranian Israelis that go back and visit their families in Iran. Just as interestingly, over the course of the last two decades or so, you have seen a slow trickle of Iranian Jews that made Aliyah to Israel, that did not financially do well and felt like they would be better served doing business out of Iran. And you have seen a migration back the other way as well.
Very interesting. Yeah. And they're not treated as second class citizens? Or
they publicly state that they are not treated as second class citizens. Like in every country, I'm sure that they experience discrimination to some degree or another. But the Iranian Jews, both inside the country and outside the country, have fared economically well.
Absolutely wonderful. Ari, that's unfortunately where we leave it. And, thank you very, very much. Look forward to speaking to you again next Monday.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.